弟兄姐妹们平安。啊，我想我们唱完这么好的诗歌，应该把口罩拿下来，让大家看看你的笑容啊。每一次耶稣的显现跟来到，都是让喜乐充满大地。
Yes, every time Jesus comes and He appears.He brings forth joy throughout the world.
大卫说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
David says that your presence is fullness of joy.
在你的右手中有永远的福乐。
Your right hand is pleasure forevermore.
这个世界不是不能给我们快乐。
It's not that this world cannot give us joy and happiness.
但是这个快乐永远不能够满足我们。
But this happiness cannot satisfy us.
而且这样子的快乐常常是短暂的，而不是永远的。
And such happiness that we have in this world are temporal. They're not everlasting.
只有在这位宇宙主宰的面前，我们有满足的喜乐，有永远的福乐。
Only in the author of this universe, in his presence, we have joy forevermore.
呀，我们非常高兴，我跟于师母。到亚洲去了一个月，哈，平安的去，平安的回来。
Pastor Nancy and I took a trip in Asia, a missionary trip. We went in peace. We came back in peace.
我照着 Jeff 的交代 ，stayed negative.
As Jeff's reminder for us to stay negative.
我们从来没有一次这么密集的被人家检验啊。
We have never been examined in such a way.
过去的三十天里面做了十几次的快筛，包括在香港才五天做了三次的 PCR 啊。
And the last 10 days alone, we went through numbers of testing.
但是我们最高兴的是在这次去台湾跟香港里面，参加了很多的聚会，也跟很多的弟兄姊妹私下有交通。
We were in Taiwan and Hong Kong. We were in a lot of meetings and privately we had a lot of fellowship with brothers and sisters.
也包括跟博讯的学员见面交通，还有很多人临时要求加入博讯。
And again, having some time of fellowship with the students that are in the CTC program, and the last minute, there's some that wants to join the program.
让我跟于师母很感动的就是，他们其实所面对的挑战跟政治的环境安全各方面其实都比我们艰难很多。
And what really impressed us is that the challenges they face both politically and in their environments in many ways are more harsh, more severe than what we face.
但是弟兄姊妹都非常非常的渴慕爱主哈。
But brothers and sisters all have a hunger and a longing and love for the Lord.
你在香港，你在马路上绝对找不到一个人不戴口罩的。
You will not find someone on the streets in Hong Kong that is not wearing a mask.
但是有一天，我跟他们教会几个长老交通，他们一共有12个聚会点，好几千个人的聚会。
And one day I was sharing with the elders of the churches there, and they have many, many different locales and the thousands of membership.
我们谈起来有多少人已经回到现场来聚会哈。
And when we start talking about how many people actually came back physically.To the meeting place.
我说我们大概三分之二吧，大概快80%了。
And I say we're probably closer, approaching 80%.
哇，他们夸奖我。
And they said, wow.
夸奖我们哈，他说真棒啊。
You guys are fantastic.
哪里晓得？当我问他们，那你们回来的多少
？And then I asked them, what is your return rate?
你猜他们回来的多少
？Do you know what's their return rate?
95%
95%
只剩下很少数真正身体有亏欠不是有困难或是很年长的不方便回来95%的都回来了
Only those who are seriously ill or very very old or elderly most of them all came back
你可以看得出他们里面对主的需要跟爱慕
You discover the longing and the love they have for the Lord
那也非常谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告
We also want to take this time to thank all the brothers and sisters your prayers for us
虽然我们有很多的聚会但是抽空也都分别去看了医生
And we did have a lot of meetings and then in our spare time we went to see some doctors
我们在台湾曾经去过两个很有名的医院见到了两个非常非常有名的这个耳鼻喉这方面的专家
，and we saw a couple of renowned physicians regarding the nose mouth and ear field.
他们帮于师母的声带附近的神经做了各样的检验
，and they did some examination of Pastor Nancy's vocal cord.
他们两个的结论都说叫我们不要再抱着盼望他会恢复了
，and their conclusion is that don't keep the hope that you will recover.
因为已经过了5个月了，他们秀他们那个。测验肌电图的结果，一个是这么生龙活虎的，一个是 麻痹的不动了。
5 months has gone by. One side of her vocal cord is very, very active. The other side is pretty much not moving.
当然我看到于师母听到这些消息，说她再也不能唱歌，她难过的掉泪啊。
And when she receives the news that maybe she's not going to be able to sing anymore, she started to cry.
但是我非常非常感谢主，也佩服他里面的 inner strength， 他马上就恢复了向主的信心跟祷告。
And I want to thank God for her inner strength and her faith towards the Lord and how she responded in prayer towards God.
我们的盼望永远是在主的身上。
Our hope is forever in the Lord Jesus Christ.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，我们永远不丢弃我们的盼望。
And we thank you for your continual prayer. We will never cast away our hope.
当人说不行的时候，其实留下的空间让神来行神迹，让神的恩典来介入。
And when man says it's impossible, then we now discover that there's room for God to do something miraculous.
我知道很多的弟兄姊妹都在不同的难处中。
I know that many brothers and sisters, you are all in various type of challenges and trials.
不管现场的、线上的，我知道我们在各式各样不同的难处里面。
Whether you are here in person or you're watching online, I know you guys are all in various trials.
有身体健康的，有在职场上的，有在家庭、婚姻关系啊、亲子关系上的，各式各样的问题。
Some pertaining to our health, some pertaining to our work and our family relationships, all sorts of challenges.
但是不管在怎样的难处里面，
but no matter what the difficulties that we're in,
有三件事情我们永远不能丢掉的。
There are three things that we can never cast away.
一个是相信神永远的爱和够用的恩典。
One is to trust that He's forever love and His grace is sufficient.
虽然在过程中我们常常觉得神不爱我们，或是恩典不够用。
And then in the process, a lot of time we come to feel that God, You don't love me enough, and I don't have enough grace.
但是信心让我们知道，让我们信任神永远爱我们，而且他说恩典够用。就是够用。
But faith allows us to discover that when He says that I love you, that my grace is sufficient for you, it is sufficient.
第二件事情不要丢的就是相信神永远的同在。
The second thing that we are not to cast away is to believe His ever presence.
仇敌让我们常常怀疑或是忽略的神的同在。
The enemy will oftentimes bring us into the place of doubt or even question God's presence.
其实神的同在不仅仅是一个伟大的事实。
And God's presence is not only a wonderful truth.
是我们随时都可以来经历的，来进入的。
But it is also something that we can enjoy and enter into anytime.
当我们真碰到他的同在的时候，其实你发现很多的东西都过去了。
And when we encounter His presence, you discover a lot of those difficulties, they will pass away.
第三件事情。
And thirdly,
就是我们永远不要忽略了这一切的遭遇背后有神的 divine purpose， 有他神圣的目的和工作。
And do not neglect that in the midst of all of these encountering, God has a divine purpose.
神借着这一切的难处，让我们有机会第一手的来认识他，来经历他。
Through all of these trials and these challenges, that you can experience Him firsthand.
万事互相效力，就是要教我们像耶稣。
It's all things work together so that we may be like Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹加油。
So brothers and sisters, be encouraged.
我看见我们的信仰在每一个人的身上都在面对挑战。
And I know all of our faith, every one of our faith is being challenged.
外面可以有难处，我们可以受到一些搅扰，但是我们里面的人却反而越来越刚强。
There are outward challenges, outward difficulties, but our inner man needs to be strengthened day unto day.
就像于师母上一次讲到讲的，好，外体可以一天毁坏一天，但是里面的人内心却一天新是一天。
Just as Pastor Nancy has shared that our body day unto day may be decaying, may be destroyed, but the inner man is strengthened day to day.
今天是我今年最后我们最后一次的 combined meeting.
This is the last combined service for the year.
也是我们对约书亚记要有一个打结总结。
And we're coming to a summary of the book of Joshua.
这个记得年轻读书的时候，每次碰到大考、联考的时候，老师最后给我们的总复习都是最重要的。
And I remember every time we come to our final exams, and with that final review, we all pay attention because that's the most important review.
就是这些重点不可以忘记的。
So all the key points that you are not to forget.
那我们今天要来很快的一下把约书亚记做一个很重要的打结。
So very quickly, we're going to come and summarize the book of Joshua.
虽然这卷书的故事是3400多年前的事情。
Though the story happened 3,400 some years ago.
在历史上真正发生的事情。
And something that actually happened in human history.
但是它里面所蕴含的教训，神要我们所知道。他工作的原则其实是一模一样的。
But the lesson within these stories and what he wants us to learn today, it is exactly the same.
对我们今天一样真实。
It is equally real for us.
我们很快的来看一下今天的背诵啊，对不起啊，今天的主题是讲到天朝不移，路满只由。
And the theme of the message today is an unwavering heavenly calling, the path of abundant blessings.
弟兄姊妹，如果记得的话，就是我们二十周年啊，我们的标题。
And this is actually the theme for our 20th year anniversary for SVCA.
从这句话顾名思义可以知道在这里有一个荣耀属天的呼召，永远不改变的呼召。
And this theme tells us that there is a calling that is from above, and this calling never changes.
我们被神从世界里面召出来。
And we are called out of this world by God.
被神摆在一条荣耀的道路。
And we've been placed upon this way, a glorious way.
不仅仅它的标杆充满了荣耀。
Not only its goal, its aim is full of glory.
整个沿路上都是荣耀，都是恩典。
But along this entire way is full of glory and is full of the grace of God.
天朝不移，路满只由。
And again, it's an unwavering heavenly calling. It is a path that is full of the abundant blessings of God.
大卫在诗篇里面不仅仅讲他用恩典为我们连睡的冠冕，我们的路径都滴下只由。
And David in the Psalms says that he has crowned my days, crowned my years with his glory, and all of my ways, all of my path is full of his blessings.
但是我们越认识他的恩典，越认识自己的不配，觉得低不太能表达，所以叫路满只由。
So the more we understand his grace, the more we know how little we are, we begin to discover against the fullness of his grace and his blessings in our lives.
我们现在来读今天的背诵经文，以弗所书1:17-19。
I'd like to ask everybody to read our memorization verses together, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 19.
求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望。他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大。英文。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you.What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? And what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his great might?
保罗在这里有一个迫切的祷告，为我们祷告了三件事情。
Paul has an earnest prayer for us. He prayed for these three things.
所以在这里有三个 keywords, 三个很关键的字。
There are three keywords or key phrases.
一个是恩召。
One is the calling, your call.
一个是基业。
And one is inheritance.
一个是能力。
And then the power.
神把我们从世界救出来，召出来。
God has redeemed, God has saved us, called us out of this world.
他有一个荣耀的基业要赐给我们。
There's a glorious inheritance he wants to give us.
而在这一路上，让我们怎么样子靠着所得的基业，就是指的耶稣基督。
And along this way, how do we having this inheritance that is Christ?
借着他的生命和能力，让我们在地上过得胜的生活，能够让神的旨意成就。
Through his life and through his power, we can live a victorious life that the will of God would be accomplished in our lives.
你不觉得这在2022年快要结束的时候，这一段经文非常重要吗？
To come to realize how important these words are as we come to the conclusion of 2022.
再次提醒我们，我们是蒙召的一般人。
Once again, we are reminded we are a people that has been called.
我们得救是讲到我们蒙恩。
We are saved because we are in the grace of God.
我们蒙召讲到神把荣耀的使命托给我们。
We are called because God now has given us a glorious commission.
所以我们不光要做一个得救的基督徒，更要做一个得胜的基督徒。
Not only we need to be a Christian that has been saved, but we need to be a victorious Christian.
我们不光得着了基督做生命能力。
Not only do we have the life and the power of Christ to be our lives.
我们要靠着这个生命和能力在地上过得胜的生活。
That by his life and by his power and his might, we live a victorious life.
好，所以在这里提到了这三件事情。
So therefore, it's reminded us of these three things.
那我们在讲约书亚记的时候，特别讲到神用迦南地来表明那位丰富的全有全足全丰的基督。
And as we begin to walk through the book of Joshua, we describe how the land of Canaan represents Christ, the all-sufficient Christ.
以色列百姓是进迦南地，叫做牛奶与蜜之地。
And the people of Israel enter into Canaan as the land flowing with milk and honey.
叫做迦南美地。
It is the Beulah land.
好，我们上次讲到它其实就是指的在基督里面。
It is speaking, it's giving us a picture of what it means to be in Christ.
神在基督里把天上各样属灵的福气都赐给我们。
That in Christ, God has given us all the heavenly blessings.
所以迦南地第一件事情就是讲到我们在基督里承受了祝福，这是属天所有的祝福。
So being in Canaan, the very first thing that it tells us is that we now are able to inherit all the blessings that are in Christ.
不管你我今天经历了多少哈。
It doesn't matter how much you and I have experienced thus far.
不管我自己信得来信不来。
Whether you can acknowledge or whether you can believe it or not.
神已经一次完全而且永远的把所有属灵的祝福都在基督里给了我们。
God once and for all has already given all the blessings to us in Christ.
我们不要像那个乞丐捧着一个无价之宝的古董一辈子当乞丐。
And we don't want to be like that beggar that holds a precious a vessel in our hand and is begging for money for the rest of our lives.
第二个，神在基督里把神伟大的生命性情都赐给了我们。
And secondly, in Christ, the nature, the beauty of God, that His life has been given to us.
不是只是叫我们将来不下火湖而已。
It is not merely so that we do not end up in hell.
也不是只有叫我们的罪得到赦免而已。
It is not merely that our sins are forgiven.
我们的罪一辈子都解决不完的。
Our sins continues for the rest of our lives.
因为我们生在罪中，长在罪中，生来就是个罪人。
Because we are born in sin, we live in sin, we are sinners.
神把圣洁的生命给我们，就是叫我们脱离所有旧造的败坏的本性。
But God has given us a holy life that we may be separated, we may depart from those life, the life of corruption.
在这么伟大的生命里面，靠着他的能力，在地上过不一样的生活。
That in this wonderful life of Christ, that by His power, we will live a different life.
这一次疫情临到全地，对不对？
The pandemic came to the whole world.
正好是神儿女们最好为主做见证的机会。
It is the best opportunity for the children of God to testify for God.
证明我们里面的生命跟这个世界是不一样的。
To testify that the life within us is different from the life of this world.
证明那在我里面的比在世界的更大。
To testify that He who is in me is greater than He is of this world.
第三件事情讲到迦南地，讲到基督的时候。
And thirdly, when we look at Canaan, when we look at Christ.
希伯来书第三章第四章讲到在基督里。那个最深的满足和那个完全的安息。
The book of Hebrews tells us the deepest longing and the deepest satisfaction and peace.
他劝我们要竭力进入那安息。
Is in Christ that we need to be diligent to enter into that rest.
所以弟兄姊妹，这都是讲到在基督里面的。
And again, all of these things that I just illustrated speaks of what we have in Christ.
啊，我这次不管在台湾、在香港或者在不同的教会里面讲到，在我最后培灵会结束的时候
，Whether it's in Taiwan, whether it's in Hong Kong, every time we have a gathering at the very conclusion.
我都希望他们跟我重复三句话，是我们新人门训里面一直讲的。
I always wanted them to repeat after me. Repeat these three phrases is what we repeat again and again in our CTC training curriculum.
享受基督的内住
to enjoy the indwelling Christ,
接受基督的替代
to receive the substitution of Christ,
活出基督的荣美
to live out the glorious beauty of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这三句话太重要了吗？
Don't you think that these three things are so important in our lives?
这么伟大的神，万有不够他居住的。
This awesome and glorious God, that there is no dwelling place in the whole universe for Him.
他居然降卑住在我的心中啊！
That He would humble Himself and dwell in our hearts.
基督成了我们的世界。
That Christ would become our world.
基督是一切，又在一切之内。
On the wall, you see that Christ is all and in all.
享受他的内住
啊！ To enjoy the indwelling Christ.
然后接受他的替代。
And then to receive The substitution of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情这些年在我里面给我太大太大的提醒和光照
啊。These years, the Lord has given me such great reminder and such great understanding.
我们有太多的改变，但是不是基督里的蜕变。
There's a lot of changes in our life, but they are not transformations in Christ.
那是我努力的结果，那是我的 performance, 但是不见得是从基督来的。
They are the effort, they are my own efforts, they are of my own strength, but they did not necessarily come from Christ.
神在我们身上要得着的是耶稣基督。
What God desires to have in our lives is Jesus Christ.
我于宏杰算得了什么？
Pastor Yu, who is he?
你又算得了什么？
Who are you?
我们的努力，我们的结果，如果不是从基督的替代来的，神通通不要。
All of our efforts, all of our endeavors, if they are not from Christ, God says, I do not want any of these.
有一天他要用火来验收我们所有人这一生的果效。
One day, all the things of your life will be tried by fire.
弟兄姊妹，2022年就要过去了。
Brothers and sisters, 2022 is about to pass away.
我在每一个地方也都问了他们这三个问题，我都问过弟兄姊妹。
So everywhere I go, all the brothers and sisters, I ask these three questions.
让我再问一次。
I'm going to ask them again.
2022年，你回想一下。
In 2022, when you think back.
到底在我生命中有多少真正的蜕变和突破？
And this year,How much of the change is true transformation and breakthrough?
是从耶稣基督的替代来的。
That came through the replacement, the substitution of Christ in my life.
保罗说，凡是长进，连于元首基督。换句话说，每一件事，我们都应该长进，都可以长进，而且都应该在基督里长进。
Paul says, grow all things unto Christ or into Christ. In another word, everything we encounter, everything in our lives, we ought to grow. We ought to grow into Jesus Christ.
但是我们有很多的长进不是在基督里的。
But there's a lot of growth in our life that is not in Christ.
我们知识长进，我们技术长进，我们经验长进，我们钱财长进。但是弟兄姊妹，神要的是基督生命在我们里面长大成熟。
We grow in our understanding, we grow in our knowledge.We grow in our finances. We grow in all these things. But what the Lord desires is that the life of Christ will mature and grow in us.
同一个问题的第二个问题就是，不光2022年，这三年的疫情，整整三年了，我们最大的蜕变是什么？讲得出来，讲不出来。
And the second question is, in these past 3 years, as we go through this pandemic, what is the greatest transformation in my life, in our life? Can you speak of it?
不要说三年是很长的时间。不能没有答案的。
These 3 years is a substantial amount of time. You cannot walk away without an answer.
在我们这一生里面，有几个大难处能够像这一次疫情带给人类的影响
？How many challenges in our lifetime would have the similar degree of impact as the pandemic in our lives these years?
如果这么大的疫情都不能让我有蜕变，在主面前被主来改，不晓得要怎么样子的难处管教和击打，我这个人才会醒悟过来。
In such challenges, these days of trials, if there is no transformation, there's no change in me, to what extent would God have to do in our lives so that we would be steered toward His direction?
我们不要去要求别人，去批判别人，多问问自己这个问题。我这三年到底有什么地方是被基督的替代所带来的蜕变？
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask everyone, don't look at anyone else. Don't put your finger on anybody else. Look at ourselves. We ask ourselves the questions. What in my life has truly been transformed? Because there's a substitution of the life of Christ.
同样一个问题的第三个小问题，就是从我们得救到现在，从基督住进来到我今天，不管一年、十年、二十年、五十年，有多少的蜕变在我的生命中发生
？The extension of that question is since the day of my redemption, since the day of me coming to faith in Christ, whether it is 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, how much of the transformation really came about in your life because the substitution of Christ?
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人知道明天怎么样。
Brothers, none one of us will know what tomorrow brings.
在于师母中风之后没有多久，我最那么亲爱的一个叔叔也中风，但是就从此走掉了。
Right after Pastor Nancy suffered this minor stroke. A dear uncle of mine also suffered a stroke and went to be with the Lord.
我们回台湾跟同学相聚，一个这么熟的基督徒，他说他的先生说走就走，突然走掉了。
And as I was meeting with friends, longtime friends, and they just told me that her husband all of a sudden passed away.
健健康康的，中午还在那边讲话，快快乐乐的，人说走就走了。
They were very healthy, right? At the noontime, they were talking to one another, and then all of a sudden. he passed away.
今生的果效要随着我们去见主的。
The labors, the fruit of this life, we need to bring those and go see the Lord.
先不管别人怎么看我们。
Forget about how other people look at us.
甚至我们不管自己怎么看自己。
Maybe to the same extent that we don't judge ourselves.
我常常被自己怎么看自己给欺骗了。
A lot of times, I would be deceived by the way I have evaluated myself.
我更常常被别人怎么看我给欺骗了。
And sometimes I've been deceived by the way other people look at me.
我要在乎神怎么看我。
I need to care about how God sees me.
我甚至要在乎撒旦怎么看我们。
I may to the extent care about how Satan sees me.
因为撒旦非常识货，属不属灵他清清楚楚。
Because he knows what's real, he knows what's true spirituality.
所以今天我在讲总结，弟兄姊妹，我觉得这段信息太重要了，我希望我们都醒过来。不要让2022随便过去。
Brothers and sisters, it is so important as we come to the summary, this message, it is so important that we all wake up, that we don't let 2022 just pass us by.
希望我们很真心的、用心的、谦卑的到圣灵面前，让主来光照我们。
And that we are sincere with all of our hearts, we humble ourselves before the presence of the Spirit of God and come and see Him.
我在说天朝不已，路满只由。
And I again say that we have an unwavering calling, and this path is full of the abundance of God.
神召我们进入与他儿子交通里面，就是哥林多前书一章九节的英文翻译 ，call into the fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ.
Amen. God has called us into fellowship with His Son Jesus Christ.
他把基督给了我们。
He's given us Christ.
让我们借着跟基督的连接与交通，我的生命不断的来被他改变。
That through the union and through the fellowship with Christ, that my life continuously be changed.
这个恩典远远大过我找到了工作，我娶了老婆，我生了孩子，我的各方面的改善。
This grace surpasses me finding a job, finding a wife, and all the other extraneous changes in my life.
因为那些都会过去。
Because all those things.They will pass away.
只有基督永远不过去。
Only Christ remains.
所以我从两个角度来讲，第一个从神荣耀的呼召和丰盛的恩典来看。
And from two perspectives, I want to share this message this morning. One is from God's glorious calling and the abundance of His grace.
不要紧张，好，我前言才刚刚讲完。
Don't be afraid. I just finished my introduction.
我还会准时下来的。
I will be on time. I will be on time today.
从神荣耀的呼召和丰盛的恩典来看。
And again, from the perspective of God's glorious calling and abundant grace.
在这里有一个特别的呼召。
Here, there's a very special calling.
在这里，神为我们预备了一条特别的道路。
And God has prepared a very special way for us.
神为我们预备了一个荣耀的结局。
And God has prepared a glorious end for us.
基督他是 Alpha, 他是 Omega, 他是起初的。他是最后的终结者。
Jesus Christ, He's the Alpha, He's the Omega, He's the beginning, He is the end.
而在中间这一整段路，基督是一切。
And then again, in between beginning and end, right in the middle of it, He is all and in all.
所以在这里讲到，我们是一般蒙召成为属神的独居之民。
And we need to come to understand that we are a people called belonging to God who dwells alone.
所以出埃及记十九章就讲到，神好像老鹰一样把我们从埃及给背出来。
And Exodus chapter 19 says that God has bore us; He's carrying us like an eagle.
弟兄姊妹，其实到了新约，我们知道岂止是像老鹰背到迦南地呢？
And when we come to the New Testament, we discover not only did God carry us on eagle's wings.
从新约里面，我们知道是神舍了他的独生爱子。
And then we come to discover that carrying is because He has given His only Son.
为了把我们救出来。
That He would.Save and redeem us.
更是为了把我们带进去。
For the purpose that we may be brought into.
Cost His life.
It cost His life.
其实耶稣基督为我们流血舍命，使我们能够成为君尊的祭司。
And when Jesus shed His blood and died for us, that we may become royal priests.
成为圣洁的国度。
To be a holy nation.
所以我们在读约书亚记的时候
So when we come and read the book of Joshua
一开始神就对约书亚说起来
And right at the very beginning God says rise
叫他起来
He says rise
而且要往我所指示你的地去
And to the land which I am giving to them To the children of Israel
让这个百姓承受那地为业
And that they shall have this land as inheritance
所以神为了这样子的一个呼召
And for this particular call
神给了约书亚三个应许
God gave Joshua three promises.
现在开始期考复习。
And now is the exam time is to review what we talked about.
第一个，凡你脚掌所踏之地都要赐给你。
Number one, Everywhere the sole of your foot treads, it will be yours.
换句话说，基督徒、基督教绝对不是说说谈谈的宗教。
In another word, Christianity is not just merely on our lips.
是一个需要走路、需要经历、需要有属灵实际的信仰。
You need to be active. It is something. It's a faith that you got to move. You got to walk.
脚掌所踏的才是我们的。
Everywhere you, the sole of your feet tread, it will be yours.
在客观上，神已经把基督给我们了。
And again, objectively, God has given Christ to us.
但是在主观上，我们几斤几两，完全根据我们走了多少路。
But subjectively, how much you have, all determines of how much you have walked with Christ.
每一步路叫我们得生命，而且得着更丰盛的生命。
And every step that we take, we receive the life of Christ and a life that is more abundant.
第二个应许。
And the second promise.
在你平生的日子。
In all the days of your life.
必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No man, no one shall be able to stand before you.
要不甘心被任何人挡下来。
Do not allow anyone to stop you on this journey.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，要不甘心被任何的人事物把我们挡下来。
But sister, we cannot allow anyone or anything to stop us along this way.
你可以有100%的理由去责怪别人，但他真的是错了，他害了你，他绊倒你。
You may have 100 reasons, 100% you are right, the reason that this person has stumbled you and has offended you.
但是神在乎。
But what God cares about
是我们到底有没有继续往前。
Are we still pressing forward?
所以弟兄姊妹，我不知道今天挡住我们的是什么。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what is in your way today.
可能就是你最近刚刚拿到的 offer, 一个新的工作。
Maybe it's the offer you just received, your new job.
它很可能挡住你继续往前。
Maybe that is the one thing that is going to stop you from progressing forward.
很可能是你最近刚生的孩子。
Maybe it's the child that was just added to your house.
它成为我的捆绑。
It becomes something that holds you down.
也许是我们的一个罪或者一个不好的习惯，我们到今天不肯对付。
Maybe it's a sin. Maybe it's a bad habit that you're unwilling to deal with until today.
神对我们的一个要求，我们不肯降服。
Maybe because something the Lord required of you, and you're unwilling to surrender to.
所以照着宋尚杰博士告诉我们的那个最大的阻挡者就是我。
Dr. Song says that one person that resists us most of the time is ourselves.
我们很容易把责任原因丢给旁边的人事物。
A lot of times we would blame other people and other things.
但是更多的时候，其实挡住的是我自己。
More often we discover the one that hinders us from moving forward is ourselves.
第三个应许。
And the third promise.
无论你往哪里去。
No matter where you go.
耶和华你的神必与你同去。
The Lord your God will be with you.
你觉得还有什么应许比这个更宝贵？
But sister, what other promises in Scripture is more precious than this?
当然。这个网络上有不同的统计哈，但是有很多的统计说，这三年疫情里面，圣经中最常被人 quote 的一句话，你们猜是哪一句
？And the statistics that has been taken that in these past three years of the pandemic, the one particular verse is quoted most. Do you want to know which verse that was?
就是以赛亚书41章哈。
Isaiah chapter 41.
就是叫我们不要害怕，不要惊慌，因为神必与我们同在。
Do not fear.Do not worry, because the Lord our God is with us.
不仅仅与我们同在，他要用他的右手，公义的右手扶持我们。
And he will uphold us with his right hand.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的同在其实它不是一个抽象的、遥远的。
The presence of God is not something imaginary, something far off.
神把救恩做到完全到一个地步，连刚刚得救的人都可以这样享受神的同在。
God has worked salvation in such a way that someone who just come to faith in Christ can enjoy the presence of God.
如果我们可以享受耶稣是救主，把我从罪恶里救出来。
If we can enjoy the fact that Jesus is my Savior, He has delivered me out of sin.
我也同样可以享受耶稣是以马内利，要把我带进神的同在。
We can also enjoy that Jesus Christ, He is Emmanuel.He will lead me into the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，在聚会里面，你唱诗，如果真的用心灵和诚实，一下子遇见神的同在，你不觉得那是太喜乐的事吗？
And brothers, in the midst of our worship, as you are singing, all of a sudden, you are in the presence of God. Do you not rejoice?
神明明在这里。
God is here.
圣灵的工作在这里。
The work of the Spirit of God is evident here.
我们要不甘心怎么来怎么回去。
We cannot come and leave exactly the same way.
要在这里要有 divine encounter, 要跟神有神圣的相会。
We need to have a divine encounter with God.
借着诗歌，借着祷告，借着波饼，借着信息，让神对我们说话。
Through the songs we sing, through the prayers that we give, through the words that we hear, the words that we read, we say, God, speak to me.
这三个应许是在我最低落、最软弱的时候，大概三十年前，神借着这句话把我整个复兴起来。
It's about 30 years ago. These were the promises. These are the promises that the Lord used to restore to me.
并不代表我从此没有跌倒，我从此继续跌倒又软弱。这句话，不管是神用来安慰，或者我自己主动的复习，都让我能够重新得力。
Not to say that I have not failed in the recent 30 years, but every time as I review these words, the Lord encourages me.
希望我们也能够常常的去思想它，有了神的话，昼夜思想。
And I want to encourage brothers and sisters, meditate on these promises. Meditate on the word of God. If you meditate day and night, you will be blessed.
神把我们造出来，让我们成为独居的子民。
And again, God has called us out so that we may be a people that is special, that dwells alone.
我们就是跟世人不一样。
That we are separated from the world, we're different from the world.
最大的不一样就是 holiness unto the Lord. 我们被分别为圣归给神。
The greatest difference is that we are holy unto God, meaning we're separated unto the Lord, we belong to Him.
是跟神、跟天、跟永恒发生的关系。
That all of a sudden now we have a relationship with the living God. We have a relationship with heaven above.
那当我们走在这条路的时候
，And then when we're walking on this way,
这一条是一条恩上加恩、力上加力的路。
It is a pathway that is grace upon grace and strength upon strength.
好，弟兄姊妹，恩典不止这么一点。
And the grace that we receive is not just this much.
在他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
In the fullness of His grace, we have all received. Yes, grace for grace.
以弗所书第一章也讲到，神有极丰盛的恩典在基督里要赐给我们。
In Ephesians chapter 1, that the abundant blessings of God was going to be given to us in Christ.
他那么想给我们。
He so desired to pour out His blessings.
想到一个地步，他是用诸般智慧、聪明。要充充足足的给我们。
To the extent God says He uses all manners of His wisdom that He would pour that into our lives.
当爸爸妈妈有没有头痛过小孩子不肯吃饭？你要用诸般的智慧聪明来喂他吃饭。
I'm sure the brothers and sisters here who have children that they when they refuse to eat, you're thinking about all ways, all of your wisdom to shove the food in their mouth.
还有些老爸妥协到在地上跪着当马给他骑啊。
And some dads were compromised themselves and get on all four their limbs, be as a horse, so that they would ride on their backs, they would eat.
飘跟当飞机，就喂他一口，想尽办法叫他吃点东西。
Or made like an airplane sound, and shove the food in their mouth, that they would eat.
神那么丰富的恩典要给我们，要把他儿子给我们，他需要用诸般的智慧充满。
And an amazing, an immense grace of God. God is using all of His wisdom that He would pour it into our lives.
不然我们这个人领受不了吗？接受不了。
Or else we can't comprehend. We are unable to receive it.
所以我们才会说路满只由，全是恩典。
And this is the way we say that our path is full of the fatness of God, is full of the blessings of God.
而且这条路是力上加力的。
And again, I want to say this way we discover is strength for strength, strength upon strength.
所以我们在讲约书亚记的时候，我也曾经引用过民数记。神百姓走属天道路的三个重要原则。
And again, we also cut in and use that illustration from the book of Numbers, the three principles by which we walk in this heavenly journey.
这又是另外一个期考复习题目，很重要。
And here, this is a second exam, another review. I want to see if everybody remembers.
你这三个原则掌握住，不仅读了懂民数记，而且也能够为我们整个人生的路。找出了属灵的原则。
If you understand these three principles, not only would the book of Numbers be easy for you to read, you also discover the principle by which you walk and live this life.
第一个是在民数记第十章那里讲到，他们就按战起行。
Number one, the first principle is Numbers chapter 10, that they went from stage to stage.
你用我们今天新约的话来说，叫做凡事都有它的美意。
And in other words, everything in the New Testament to say that everything has this beautiful plan.
按战说到是照着神的计划在走的。
And again, when we go from stage to stage, we are moving according to God's plan.
不是我想去哪里就去哪里的。
It's not that I could go wherever I want to go.
旷野，神的百姓被管教多走了三十八年。
In the wilderness, because God's discipline on his people, they wander for 38 years.
但是你从来不要去说神的百姓在旷野迷路了，他们从来没有迷路，都是云柱火柱带领的。
Don't ever say that they were lost in the wilderness, because along these 38 years, the pillar of cloud, the pillar of fire led them.
因为有一些的战，我们必须经过，我身上的肉体才能脱掉。
And there's some stage, there's some places you gotta go through so that your flesh may be done away with.
所以暗战说到凡事都有神的美意。
And again, from stage to stage, speaks of the fact that everything has a beautiful plan according to God's heart.
第二个在民数记第二章第二节讲到他们每到一战就对着会幕安营。
And secondly, it speaks of the fact that every time the ark rested, they camped according to the ark or the tabernacle.
用今天的话来说，叫做凡事以神为中心。
And another word is to have Christ to be the center of all things in our lives.
Christ must be the center of our life.
And again, Christ must be the center of our lives.
我的生活如果不是以基督为中心，不是让主居首位。弟兄姊妹，我们一定失迷，而且一定痛苦。
In my life, if Jesus Christ is not the center, if he does not have the first place, we will have sorrow, we will have pain in this life.
不要把这个当道理或者要求来听。
Brothers and sisters, don't read this as a set of requirements.
不光圣经上说用别的替代他的，一定愁劳苦愁烦一定加增。
The scripture tells us that if we replace God with other things, our sorrow will increase.
我相信所有真正走主道路的人，包括今天在座所有的基督徒。
And I know everyone in the history of Christendom that walks in this pathway, even all of us who are here today.
我们都能见证这句话的真实性。
We all can testify to the reality of these words.
什么时候基督不是我生活的中心和首位，我一定劳苦愁烦加增。
Whenever Jesus Christ is not the center of my living, whenever he is not the first place in my life, sorrow increases in my life.
你不要说我在工作上要有见证，我要做这，要做这；而我在家庭要有见证，我要做这，我要做那。
And not just, do not say that at the workplace, I need to have a testimony, I need to do these things. In my home, I need to have a testimony, I need to do all these things.
那是仇敌的鬼。让我们这个人被分隔化了，就很多的事情 compartmentalize。
It's the scheme of the enemy that allow us to think that our lives are divided, they're compartmentalized.
我要怎么样平衡我的工作、我的侍奉、我的家庭
？How do I balance my work life,、my home life, and my ministry,、church life?
基督如果没有居首位，你不可能有 balanced life.
And I will say this to everyone: if Christ is not the first place, there's no balance in our life.
基督如果没有对着会幕安营，我们不可能有真正的满足和永远的福乐。
If you do not settle around the tabernacle of God, there is no fullness of joy in our lives.
你如果不相信我说的 ，go ahead, try it.
If you do not believe what I'm telling you right now, go ahead and try it.
好，弟兄姊妹，我多么希望大家。不要再走冤枉的路。
And brother and sister, I call on all of us that we do not walk again these wasteful steps.
不要再白白受苦，没有价值的。
We suffer in vain. We suffer without value.
早一点能够照着神的话，神对我们给我们指出了这条路来走，恩上加恩，利上加利。
And the sooner we come and run along the principle of this path, we will discover it is grace upon grace, strength upon strength.
第三个重要的原则。
And the third principle.
讲民数记三十三章，在那里数算的神百姓在旷野走路的脚踪。
Numbers chapter 33, it begins to recount all the pathway of the people of God.
他们一共走了四十二站。
And they came to 42 different stages.
圣经在描述这段路的时候。
And as the scripture begins to illustrate every one of these stops.
一直用一个重复的 pattern, 一个句型来描述它。
There's a pattern in the description that continues to repeat in the word of God.
他们从 A 起行，安营在 B， 从 B 起行，安营在 C。
And they lifted from location A, they rested in location B, they lifted from location B, they rested in location C.
换句话说，直到他们进到基督里，进到神所应许的地，这一路上都不是终点，都不过是路上的一站。
Until they came and into Canaan, you discover every place that they rested was not the final destination.
用今天的话来说，永远以神为目的。
In another word,
为我们的目标。
We need to have Christ to be our aim and our goal.
我们会经过失败。
We're going to go through failures.
但是神没有叫我们活在失败的阴影 和控告里面。
God did not want us to live under the shadows of our failures.
神要我们离开我们的失败，继续往前。
God says you need to get up, depart from your failures, and keep pressing on.
我们有得胜的经历。
You may have some experiences of victory.
神没有叫我们停留在得胜里面。
God says,
神要我们出来。
Don't stop at your victories. You need to move on.
我们有痛苦的经历，像在玛纳一样。
And we may have those experiences that are bitter.
我们干渴了这么久，喝到的水又是苦水。
And we've been thirsty for so long, and then we came to this place of Meribah, and the water that we drink is bitter.
神没有叫我们永远停在痛苦里面。
But God did not want us to rest and stop in bitterness.
痛苦的经历虽然是需要的，但是那不是神的终点。
Yes, those experiences are necessary in our lives, but they are not the final destination.
那不是我们的目的。
It is not our goal.
神要叫我们出来。
God says, "Come out."
神把我们带到以琳，
and then when God brings him into Elim,
在以琳团契也要听好，没有永远要你停在以琳。
And we know there's a fellowship by the name of Elim, but God do not want us to rest in that oasis.
要叫你们出来。
And God says you need to move, you need to move on.
十二股活泉七十棵棕树 ，How wonderful, 对不对？这里真好。
There's 12 springs and all of the palm trees.How wonderful is this place in the midst of the wilderness?
我相信我们在属灵的路上都有这样的经历，突然碰到一个这么好的聚会，或者这么好的教会，让我们享受。
And I know in our spiritual walk, all of a sudden we discover, oh, I'm at a wonderful retreat. I'm at a wonderful place. I am enjoying the presence of God.
或者我们有一个特殊的属灵经历，哎呀，被圣灵充满，真好。
And I have a wonderful experience of encountering with the Lord, being filled by the Holy Spirit. This is so wonderful.
灵里的复兴真好。
And the revival with the Spirit within me. God, this is wonderful.
神还是要召我们出来继续往前，因为还有更好的在后面。
God's going to call us. You need to come out of this. You need to keep going. Something better is to come.
这是讲到这一条路哈。
And again, it speaks of this pathway we're on.
最后在这里讲到有一个充满着荣耀的蒙福结局。
And here, we want to say that there is a glorious end for this call.
有一首诗歌叫做荣耀盼望，下一句是什么？
And there's a hymn that we sing, A glorious hope.
Worship team, 乔治。荣耀盼望，基督再临。
Glorious hope, Christ will return. Amen.
这是我们荣耀的盼望。
That's our glorious hope.
有一天我们要面对面的去见着主的。
One day we're going to see Him face to face.
所有圣经的应许都要在。变成眼见了。
All the promises of God is now at sight.
是我们亲眼可以看到的。
We can behold with our own eyes.
而我们今天在地上所得着的基业，那一天在天上成为我们的奖赏。
And all the things that we've acquired of the life of Christ, it will become our reward.
你看彼得前书一章三到四节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercies has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
今天从属地或者从我们个人的经历上来看，
Brothers and sisters, from earthly perspective, from our personal experiences,
我们在基督里的每一个经历，
every encounter, every experience we have in Christ,
每一步的步伐，
every step that we take towards Him,
所得的产业，他为我们持守。
And every one of those inheritance that we have claimed, He hold fast to them.
而这个产业
，And this inheritance
是不能朽坏、不能衰残、不能玷污，为我们存留在天上的基业。
It's incorruptible, is undefiled, and it does not fade away. It is reserved in heaven for you.
在湾区的房子贵得要死，很多人都觉得万洋兴叹，对不对？你觉得什么都没有。
And we know that the houses here are super expensive, and so some people feel like I have nothing.
弄不好你在天上，你不知道你得到了多少属灵的产业。
But we need to look up. We need to discover the inheritance, the tremendous amount of the wealth we have in heaven.
可能你在基督里有那么深的经历，是这个世界不能够 afford， 不能够给你。
And the experiences you have in this world, of Jesus Christ, it is the things that this world cannot give you.
所以在这里讲到一个荣耀的护照。
And so here we see this,
讲到一个荣耀的结局。
This glorious end.
所以以色列百姓进迦南要来得地为业。
And so when the people of God is called into Canaan to receive an inheritance.
神把产业给他们，根据两个最重要的原则，在民数记二十六章。
The principle by which God gave the land.Allocated the land is in Numbers chapter 26.
一个是根据神的主权，他们连租得地，这是根据神的主权。
One is according to the sovereignty of God. They divided the land by lot.
好，所以我们不要埋怨神，也不要去跟别人比较我们的遭遇。
And don't grumble and don't compare your the things that you encounter in your life with others.
好，这是神的主权，他是用神量给我的地界。
It is the sovereignty of God. The boundary within your life is fallen on pleasant places.
我们要在信心里面说，我的产业实在美好。
And we need to claim, we need to proclaim it and say it in faith that my inheritance is beautiful to me.
我相信我们都会羡慕过别人，对不对？
I know we all have looked and admired what other people have.
如果我能够有他那个多好。
If I have that.How wonderful would that be?
如果我没有这些的经历跟遭遇多好，我们会比较的。
If I didn't have these things in my life, experience these things in my life, I think I would be at a better place than I would compare with one another.
我觉得我们中国人那种物质上的攀比是一个恶习，要对付的。
And I want to say in the Chinese culture, the tendency to compare of what we have with one another is something that we need to deal with.
吃什么穿什么，孩子读哪个学校，有什么成就，我们很喜欢比。这个东西其实并不好的。
What do I eat? What do I? How do I dress?And the school that our kids go to, we compare, we compete with one another. These aren't necessarily good.
但是我们一不小心在属灵上也会比来比去。
But unknowingly, we begin to compare with one another with our spiritual reality.
为什么可以他当上帝的？为什么他可以当小组长？哎，为什么？为什么我不蒙召？
Why is that person allowed to lead worship? Why is that person allowed to lead small group? How come I am not called into ministry?
弟兄姊妹。用神量给我的地界，说到神的主权。
Again, God has measured our inheritance, measured our boundaries, speaks of His sovereignty.
第二个是根据我们新造生命的度量。
And secondly, is the land is allotted according to the capacity of life.
人多的就把产业多给他们。
Those tribes that are more numerous receive a greater allotment.
好，你不要听了这个回家又去生了一窝的孩子哈，不是外面的人多啊。
Please don't misunderstand me that you go home and try to have more kids. We're not talking about merely having more numbers.
那是指的新造生命的度量。
The spiritual significance is the measure of our spiritual life.
换句话说 ，measured by Christ.
It is measured by Christ within us.
不仅仅基督内住。
Not only does Christ dwell in us,
基督要成形。
That Christ needs to be formed in us.
而至终要满有基督长成的身量。
That we may have the fullness of the of Christ.
神根据这个身量来赏赐我们。
And according to the degree of the fullness of Christ, this inheritance is measured unto you.
所以在承受产业的时候，我最后快结束了哈。
And in the process of inheriting this inheritance,
有三个很重要的挑战，就是以色列百姓留给我们的。
And there are three challenges that we saw that the people of Israel have set for us.
好，我就简单抬过去，河东的两个半支派。
Very quickly, two and a half tribe on the east side of the River Jordan.
他们凭着己意说，我们只要河东，我们不要进河西。
By their own will, they says we want this land, we don't want to enter in.
他们不要神的上好，在基督里的生活。
They don't want the very best, the life in Christ.
他们只要神的祝福。
They just wanted the blessings of God.
我要为妇人孩子。造成我要为牲畜累卷。
For my wives and for my children, that we will establish a city for our animals, for our livestock. We're going to grow a pasture.
他所有做决定的根据都是我今生的好处。
All the decisions that we made of those two and a half tribes is according to the goodness that they would experience now.
在乎地上的产业，我的牲畜；在乎我地上的家庭，妇人跟孩子。
And they care about their own families. They care about the occupation now.
神从来没有叫我们不照顾家庭。
God has never told us you don't need to take care of your family.
神也没有叫我们在工作上没有见证。我们的职场，我们的家庭都很重要。
God never tells us that you do not need to work hard and be diligent and have a testimony in your workplace.
你看我们教会有多少的专题信息讲这个，对不对？
And we have many, many special topics that we talk about these things.
但是没有一件人事物可以来取代神的旨意。 还有神在我们身上的主权。
And not a single thing can replace the sovereignty of God and the will of God in our lives.
他们拒绝让神为他们研究。
They determined to say, we do not want to be in the lot.
他说我们的产业就在这里，不在那里，我们不跟他们过去。
He says, our inheritance is good right here. We're not going to cross with you guys.
弟兄姊妹，这就是大卫说的任意妄为的罪，这是一个最可怕的罪。
This is a sin that David talked about, the presumptuous sin. It is a dreadful sin.
我做什么决定都是根据我，我的需要，我的看法，我的价值观，我自己的认为。
Whatever decision I make is based on my understanding, my perceptions.
而第二个很大的挑战。
And the second great challenge.
就是约瑟子孙他们凭着眼见亲眼见到的环境和遭遇他们就埋怨神
that the descendants of Joseph they began to complain to God based on what they saw
明明神给约瑟家的祝福是好到不能再好
and we saw that the blessing that God had for the house of Joseph is beyond measure
在新约也是一样、神为我们这些爱他的人所预备的眼睛未曾看见耳朵未曾听见人心未曾想到的
In the New Testament the blessings that God has prepared for us are eyes that we have not seen ear that we have not heard
可是在我们的遭遇里面就是有这么多的痛苦这么多的困难这么多的不顺
But in what I am encountering God all I can see is all the difficulties all these things are not going my way
就是在我的生活里面有这么多人来搅扰我有这么多祷告不得答应的经验
God is because all of these people that are bothering me, all these prayers that I pray endlessly, and I don't see that these prayers answer.
我眼睛看到的都是教会的弱点、缺点，让我里面不舒服。
And all I see are the weaknesses and the errors of others, and I just don't feel comfortable, God.
充满了树林，充满了铁车。
And they're full of woods, and they're full of these iron chariots.
约书亚说树林是的，的确有树林，砍掉它。
And Joshua says, yes, there are trees, there is a forest, cut it down.
的确有铁车，把它给赶走。
But there are iron chariots, drive them out.
承受神所要给我们的。
To receive the inheritance that God has for you.
弟兄姊妹，这叫信心不凭眼见。
And this is what is faith not by sight.
知道神不会做。
To know that God never does anything wrong.
知道神从来不随便做一件事。
That He does not do anything casually.
知道神是积极的神，所有所做的都是为了正面的。
That God is always positive. He's always moving us towards something that is proactive.
借着这样子的砍伐，借着这样子的赶逐，约瑟家属灵的力量才能增长。
Just through these chopping down of these trees and the casting away of these iron chariots, then the house of Joseph will rise.
所有的难处提供了我们成长的机会。
All of these challenges is there are opportunities for us to grow.
提供了我们蒙恩的机会。
It gives us an opportunity to receive the blessings of God.
提供了我们第一手来经历神是信实的。
That we firsthand can experience His power, His might, and His faithfulness.
而第三个挑战是众支派的妥协。
And the third challenge we see is the compromise of the many tribes.
啊，你发现他们都留下一些赶不出去。
And you discover that at the end they all left some of the original residents behind.
不是没有得胜。
It's not that they didn't have victories.
我决定相信我们在座每一个人都有得胜的
经历。Brothers, I believe that every one of us who is sitting here, we have experiences of victory.
但是神要我们的得胜是彻底的。
But God wanted those victories to be absolute.
不给魔鬼留地步。
Do not leave a ground for the enemy.
只要留下来。
If you just leave some,
就跟癌症，只要留下一部分不切除，它早晚 come back.
Just like cancer, if you don't eradicate all of it, one day it will come back.
它一次又一次的 come back, 会让我们整个的体力、整个的健康受到更大的伤害。
We know that when it comes back once and once again, our health is deteriorating.
神说，如果你们不敢出去，它要成为你肋下的荆棘、脚下的网罗、眼中的刺。
And God says, if you do not drive out these inhabitants, they will be the thorn on your side.There will be a pain to you.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，这三个提醒摆在我们的眼前。
Brothers and sisters, these wonderful warnings and reminders that are set before us.
虽然是三千多年前的。
And again, I say this story happened more than 3,000 years ago.
我在说二十一世纪，它一样真实，那么真实的在你我今天。属灵道路上的挑战。
I want to say to everyone that in the 21st century, they are equally real in our spiritual pursuits.
求神帮助我们。
We ask for the Lord's help.
能够永远的往勇敢的往前。
That courageously we press forward.
第二大段的复习我就不讲了哈，因为我们不久前刚讲过各种属灵的征战。
And the second point of review, the major review, I don't have time to go through.
属灵的路上征战是逃不掉的。
Friends, sister, you will not be able to escape from these spiritual battles in your life.
征战的真实性、严肃性和持续性是一辈子的。
The reality of these lives, the continuance of these battles, they will be there for the rest of your life.
仇敌可以成为我们的食物。
The enemy can be our food.
仇敌可以成为我们成长的机会。
The enemy can be the opportunity for us to grow.
仇敌也可以成为我们被淘汰、被他毁坏的一个来源。
And the enemy can also be the reason by which we are disqualified.
关键在于我们如何对待神。
It depends on how we treat God.
关键在于我们如何看我们的今生。
The key depends on how we view our life.
求神帮助我们，所以我们今年。基本上2022年到年底了。
And basically, we have come to the conclusion of 2022.
我们仍然讲到今年是同一新年，高举基督，同一脚中拓展神国。
And our theme for the year, I hope everybody still remember, with one spirit, we exalt Christ, with the one path, we expand his kingdom.
今年为约书亚记做的总结，下个礼拜为使徒行传做总结。
And this week, we concluded the book.Of Joshua, next week we'll conclude on the book of Acts.
但是这些的总结都比不上你我自己在主面前为我们今年有一个很深刻的总结。
Brothers and sisters, these summaries of what we've heard throughout the years, they cannot compare with your summary before the presence of God.
到底今年就在2022年。
In 2022, this year,
我有多少在基督里的长进是有永恒的价值？
How much of my growth?Has an eternal value in God.
所以当我们在这里面对新的一年的时候
So as we are right on the threshold of the brand new year,
求神帮助我们
We ask for the Lord's help.
虽然我们今年也没有交白卷哈，那么多弟兄姊妹热心的，我们有很好的 LDC 聚会，有 CTC 的聚会。
I know there are a lot of wonderful things that have been happening in the ministry here at SVCA.
我们有好几次线上的，或是到外地，都是。这是成千的人参加的聚会。
And I know that in our meetings here, that those that are online, thousands of people have been blessed and benefited from it.
但弟兄姊妹，我们在乎的是你我个人，还有我们这个教会到底在主面前我们成长了多少。
Now, brothers and sisters, here at this church, what we care about is not just merely the extension of this ministry, but how much we individually have grown with the Lord.
一下子2022过去了。
Friends, again, so quickly, 2022 has passed by.
马上2023也要过去了。
Very, very, very quickly, you'll discover 2023 will pass by.
2024也很快就要过去了。
And then 2024 will pass by.
因为每一年真的就是过这么快。
Because every year, it just goes by. I'm sorry.
Amen. 你不觉得今年过得太快了吗？
Don't you feel like this year just went by so quickly?
好像年初的时候才开始讲完，今天已经到年尾。
And you discover we were just at the very beginning, the very opening message at the year, and we're coming to the end of the year already.
所以我希望用最后一张 slide 作为我们的提醒。
I want to have this last slide as a reminder for all of us.
总要趁着还有今日，要竭力得着神的上好。
So while it is still today, strive to obtain the very best from the Lord.
神给我们最上好的就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
The very best that God can give us is His Son Jesus Christ.
罗马书八章三十一节讲到，神如果不吝惜自己的爱子为我们舍了，岂不把万物连同他自己一同白白的赐给我们？
Romans 8:31 says that if He has given us His only Son, would He not give us all?Things, would he not give us all things in him?
跟主又讲，我们是全世界最富有的。
Look to one another, turn to the someone next to you and say, I am the richest person in the world.
因为我们得着了神的上好，耶稣基督。
Because we have received the very best of God as Jesus Christ Himself.
所以我们希望今年。如果神光照我们，还有哪些未得之地
？So, brothers and sisters, at the conclusion of this year, if the Lord brings to our remembrance the things that we have not yet laid hold of this year,
让我们愿意把它变成脚掌所踏之地。
I want to pray that we still have the opportunity that we can claim it, we can step on it.
从前逃避的、害怕的，现在靠着主勇敢的去面对。
The things that you were afraid of, the things that you run away from.Now, by the strength and the courage of the Lord, you would face them.
去征服我们生命中的巨人亚拿族人。
And to conquer those giants, those Anakins that are in your life.
能够摧毁一切坚固的营垒，像耶利哥。
And to cause all those strongholds to come tumbling down in your life.
把未得之地变为我们脚掌所踏之地。
That all those land that has not yet been claimed, they will become the land that your feet has trod upon.
我们一起唱诗歌九十七首。
Let's come and sing together, hymn 97.
我们就唱一三四三节，好吧
？We're going to sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
好，我们就接着播饼，所以弟兄姊妹，我们站起来唱。
When I ask everybody to rise, we're gonna go right into our time of communion. unto pleasant places. Amen. Oh, Lord, in each and every one of our lives, in each and every one of our families. Oh, Lord, in this church, God, you have measured unto us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, the extent of the boundaries, oh, Lord, of who you are. Not just the blessings that we have received in you, but, oh, Lord, the experiences that we have of you.
Amen.
This morning, oh, Lord Jesus, we want to give you thanks. We want to give you praise. Oh, Lord, at the conclusion of this year, Lord, we want to thank you for all that you have done.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we come to this table. Oh, Lord, we come to the bounty, the remembrance of the bounty that God has given us.
Amen.
His only Son. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
脚踏之地，哦，脚掌所踏之地，真是你应许之地，让我们得着。主啊，我们谢谢你，真是让我们，哦，真是把你当作我们生活的中心，哦，来活出你的荣美，哦，活出你的圣洁，哦，来荣耀你的名，奉主耶稣基督的名。阿门。所以天和天上的天尚且不够你居住的，你却住在我们人手所造的殿里面。 住在我们这些卑微人的心中，主耶稣，我们感谢我们赞美你，使得无论我们往哪里去，你都与我们同在。为着你这一马内利的神，我们心里面向你献上感恩和赞美。主的一马内利的神，我们向你感谢，我们向你赞美。主啊，你无论如何的大的蒙召，主啊，如今和你的儿子成我们最大的奖赏，也成我们最大的盼望。主啊，早间你的话语再来激励我们。主啊，2023年，2020年出来要过去了，但是我们知道你的路，你的一路让我们滴满了自由。主啊，让我们盼望2023年在你里面，主啊，成长，在你里面得到你里面的。
路加福音一章七十八到七十九。
Luke 1:78-79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。英文。
Because of the tender mercies of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Amen. 我们祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，站在你桌子面前，我们心里面对你充满了感恩。
So Lord, we stand before your table, our hearts are full of thanksgiving.
是的，因着父神怜悯的心肠。
And yes, according to the tender mercies of our God.
让清晨的日光从高天临到了我们。
That this day spring has come to us.
是的，你不仅仅把我们从罪恶，从神的审判底下救拔出来。
And yes, you have redeemed, you have pulled us out of the judgment of God.
你也把我们从埃及里面召出来。
And yes, you called us out of Egypt.
你也把我们从一切肉体的败坏和老我里面拯救出来。
And you have delivered us out of the corruption and the old self.
为了要把我们带到荣美之地。
To bring us into this beautiful land.
为了让我们享受在基督里一切的丰富。
That we may enjoy all the blessings and fullness in Christ.
为了我们有份于神荣耀的旨意。
That we may be partakers of your divine, your wonderful calling.
以那荣耀的结局。
Your wonderful will and your wonderful end.
主啊，在这岁末的时候，我们特别在这里献上感恩。
Yes, Lord, at the conclusion of this year, we want to particularly give you thanks.
为着这一年所有的恩典，我们感谢你。
And for all of the blessings and all of your grace, we give you thanks.
为着我们对你所有的亏欠，我们求你赦免我们。
And all the areas, oh Lord, where we have fallen short, we ask for your forgiveness.
就在这个时候，圣灵光照我们，宝血洁净我们。
Yes, oh Lord, at this very time, Holy Spirit, you come and illuminate us. Oh Lord, Holy, the blood of Christ cleanse us.
让我们带着感恩的心来领受你的饼和杯。
That with a thankful heart we come and receive this bread and this cup.
为我们祝福这饼和杯。
We ask that you would bless this bread and this cup.
让我们借着再一次的吃你喝你，与你有完全的联合。
And through this eating and drinking of you, we are united with you once more.
让我们可以力量复原，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
That our strength may be restored, that we may run the race that is set before us.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
Yes, we pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.